It's past seven on a Wednesday. It's a warm welcome to our favourite cycle stroke motorcycle expert.
Yes.
Yeah, Les Goodseer from Cycle.
Oh, Airwix Racing and Cycles, yeah. Good morning, good morning.
You know what, I'm giving my mate here the cue. Oh. He's looking at me like...
That's early,
he's in training, is he?
That's early.
But he's like...
Have you had your coffee yet?
No, so look, I mean, I said it off air. I said Airwix off air, and I just got stuck there for a second. You know, I think I was just so starstruck at the fact that, you know, when it comes to anything to do with cycling... I'm going to be speaking to the expert.
Ah, thank you. You're too kind. But it is early, and I think it's
a good recovery.
I still think it's a coffee.
Should be in politics, this man. So, Liz, lovely to see you. What's up?
Thank you, boys. How's it going? You well?
Yeah, always good.
Lekker. Yeah, thanks for having us, guys. As always, you know, there's always something fresh and new happening with us. Actually, you know what? I actually thought about it this morning while I was in with my coffee. I've been on here with you guys for quite a while now, and you always think, "Geez, what are we going to talk about next week?" But or next month, or you know, I think we did once a month with you. But every time, there's always just something happening. It's such a busy industry, and it's such a evolving industry. You know, I've got the motorbikes and the bicycles, so they keep me on my toes. There's always something on the go with us. So we've got two very exciting things I can share, and that's why I actually booked the early slot, so we can get all the school going kiddos that are still on their way to school to be aware of what we're about to launch. So all the Ashton kids and Curro and Redham and all the cyclists, budding enthusiast cyclists out there.
Do they still ride bicycles?
They do.
Gen Z that don't do anything. The parents must carry them like this.
Now, you know what the difference is?
While they're on their tablet screen.
You know what the difference is? That you and I used to have to ride a bicycle to get to school.
Yeah.
They're now riding a bicycle to get away from school.
Oh.
You know? So that's their... No, you know, it's a sport for them now. So, so, you know, for us, it was a necessity, like I said. I mean, I used to live in Queensborough and ride to Durban Station, get on the train, go to, you know, George Campbell, come back again.
Sure.
We needed the bicycle. Now, there's no need for it anymore. It's the want, which is better because, it gets them coming through the door a little bit more. So, it's a good sport to get into. We're on the doorstep of Sugar Rush, which is just, you know, one of the best riding parks out there. And the kids all into it. So what we are doing is we are going to be hosting a Airwix Cycles Games event. And you two chaps might not know what I'm referring to here, but there's
because we're old.
I didn't want to say it.
You're going to talk about the Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
You think we don't know about
Mr. Beast? We know about Mr. Beast.
And because I pepped you off here.
No. I was just being obtuse. I know that guy. He got into big trouble a while back.
Okay, so
he was giving away too much.
You're right. He was giving away. Even people are hearing back, and he got into trouble for it.
Yeah,
you know. But like all controversy things. But anyway, what he does is he's just put together. It's on Prime Video at the moment now. He's put together the biggest giveaway in TV history on a game show. I won't give it away because there's a lot of people who haven't watched it. But he gives away a lot of money and prizes all the way through the series.
Okay.
So what we thought of doing is let's have some fun. So we are going to launch our own Airwix Cycles Games Day. Okay. We're going to host it at Sugar Rush Park. And what we're going to do is, so it's quite simple. Spend 1,000 rand or more in the bicycle shop by the end of next month, and you'll stand a chance to be one of the 100 contestants. So we're going to have 100 contestants on one day. And we are then going to host games or play games throughout the day, and whittle it down to the last few that will then stand a chance to win a 32,000 rand Stance giant bicycle, softail bicycle. So it's a beast of a prize. There will obviously be prizes throughout the whole day for people to win on other activities and games and so forth.
You mentioned the pizza eating competition. I see that that's something that I'm possibly.
I think you might win it.
I think we'll definitely win the bike.
How are you guys on hot stuff?
No, it doesn't really matter. As long as it's on pizza, we're good.
Okay, good. Good, yeah. No, so, it's gonna
be so this is the thing. The mechanics of the game, or the mechanics to enter, is you need to be a customer of Airworks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you will be selected to enter, or you'll be invited to enter.
So it's going to be over the next, from now to the end of next month. And we need a minimum of 100 contestants to commence the games, if you will. Obviously, we'll get a few more than that. So what we'll do is, that's why I haven't made the price point too high. So if you're going to come in for a minimum service, or a minor service at, I don't know, $400, $450, whatever it is.
Then buy a pair of socks.
Just bump it up a little bit, get yourself that grand entry. And then if there's obviously 300-400 entrants, we will do a lucky draw of those to make sure you're in. And what we're going to do is, Dave, if you come to my shop and you've, you know, bought something and you've entered, you don't specifically yourself have to do the event. You can nominate your son.
So you have an entry.
It's a tradable commodity. If you think that your 10-year-old son stands a better chance, or your nephew, uncle, aunt, sister, brother, mother, whoever you think is going to stand a better chance at winning the game at the end, you can nominate them for your spot.
Is it only on the bicycle side, or if you're a motorcycle customer, would you also be eligible?
Just purely on the bicycle side. And then what we're doing to make it really fun is, it's not just going to be bicycles. There will be bicycle events. So if I were you, I'd start practicing your balancing skills and maybe your wheelie skills or something to that effect. But we are also going to be utilizing everybody at the park. So the tree trails are involved, and they're going to be doing one of the game events for us. So there'll be obstacle course with the tree trail guys. Putt-putt is getting involved, so there's going to be a putt-putt experience as well. We're going to be using the paintball guys. Like I said, the restaurants are going to give us an eating competition to put together. And then obviously the holler trails will do some kind of a relay event throughout the Gun Tree Gamble, which is a short course at holler trails. So it's going to be a really fun day out. So if you're really keen, you're going to get into it. There's nothing stopping you from going to the tree trails and going and practicing the obstacle course, or go and practice your swing at the putt-putt. And everybody loves a good pizza, so you know, and start practicing that. There we go.
Just a reminder: when are the games taking place?
So we're going to run it till the end of April, and then just when it suits the park, and so within about a week
No date.
No set date. We want to watch the weather. We want to make sure it's a good, obviously a good day out. You know, we suspect we'll probably have 300-400 people on the day. I would assume 100 contestants are going to bring 2-3.
And it's going to be spectator value as well. I think probably more people are going to pitch to watch, because it sounds like a lot of fun.
We've been practicing a few of the games that we put together, and I tell you what, it's actually a good laugh, eh? You know, the people that we thought are going to ace it, turns out that you overthink it, and all of a sudden you know what I mean? And then good old Les was doing one with us. You know, he's my workshop manager, and and he's been around a while as well, as long as you, Dave. And he won a few of them. And you're going, well, that shouldn't have happened. But so it's, you know, just being young and fit is always not the case. Wise and true is also good, right?
So there it is.
There's a place for everyone.
Absolutely right. Any good squash player will tell you that. I'm not sure about paddle, but squash. Technique. It's all about technique.
Yeah.
The same thing with cycling.
So we're going to have a great day out there. Ian from Single Track Minded, he's joining us as well. So he's going to put together a little kiddie course there, and so the kids can play around. So, yeah, there'll be lots for the all the spectators on the day, obviously. Lots of food and everything else. You know, the park runs that anyway. But I think the entertainment value is going to be very, very high. Wow. So all we're asking is a bit of support in the shop there. Come and spend your 1,000 rand or more. Obviously, we've got everything that you need there. You can, if you buy a bicycle today, you will be entered. You don't get 20 entries because you bought one, but you do get your entry. And let's have some fun, man. You know, it's just, there's nothing else going on out there at the moment. So we thought we'd have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic initiative. Maybe so good, if the first one is a huge success, maybe you'll make it an annual event.
Mm. Yeah, you know, we even thought if we could, we'd probably do it quarterly. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's... you know, just look at it. Everybody wants entertainment, Dave.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
It is. It's just and this sort of ticks many, many boxes. So I don't see why we couldn't do it more often. But we've got to get the first one under the belt, and we're all systems go. So we're excited.
It's good news from Airworks. you could be in it to win it simply by popping along, visit the lads, and have a service of your bike or buy yourself something special. Treat yourself to R1,000 worth of whatever it is, and that could be your golden ticket to enter the magnificent games. And there's going to be prizes galore, including the big one, R32,000 worth of soft tail. Is it a giant?
It's a soft tail giant stance. Yeah, I know. It's a beautiful bike. It's actually it's a great bike. So yeah, watch our socials. We obviously have launched it on our social media platforms and that. But we'll be doing regular posts and things that you can maybe a few ideas that you could start practicing on and that kind of thing. So we'll keep you updated, and that'll be the best place to watch out for us. So go to our social media platform. And all the info is on there. But yeah, pop into the shop and we shall look after you, man.
Wow, sounds like a real plan. And and come in again, and so just keep the enthusiasm going, the excitement going, because as you say, there is a hunger for real entertainment, and this is going to be one of the top events of the year.
Dave, one more that we also got to offer for the corporates out there is, you know, we've got our rental division at the Capital Hotel in Zimbali, and we've just launched a team building package now where for $2,500 per person, you can book a team building with us, which will be sort of the hour ride through the 8K loop in the Zimbali trails, a half an hour talk with Sarah Swanson, who's on here with you often, obviously. She's going to join us on the power talk on the right kind of thing. So we're going to have a good experience and a nice motivational chat by her. And then when you get back, there's an hour long foot rub at Mangwanani Spa and a lunch down at the Copper Restaurant.
Wow!
So for the corporates out there that are looking to do some also, you know, sort of a little bit more invigorating and a bit more exciting, please give us a shout and we can put together a nice, well, not put together, it's up and running.
It's book, ready phone to
us,
roll.
Phone us and book it, Joe. We've got a good team building experience here for you on the North Coast.
All the good news from Airwork Cycles, hey?
We try,
all
it. We try.
Happening. Good for you, mate. Thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Thank you very much, boys.
This will go up as a podcast, by the way, so if you want to listen again in case you missed something or you want to share the information, you'll find it on the morning show podcast at your app store or play store if you haven't already downloaded the app. But don't be a flop and do it.